That's USPS.
Well, I must send everything certified, so.
Should go a little quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, back there, everything kind of comes to a head. The road up on Hardy Peninsula, the road, you got lots of space. Then when you get down close to lake, everything's
Posture.
Right on top of each other, you know what I mean? That makes it, that's why the people were. And I guess, you know, the other thing, it's probably the only rental in that neighborhood, you know, which makes it tough.
It's just a special exception, so it's pretty much automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get off track on that, but when I was talking to Bob Browning the other day, are we providing you guys with enough? We're not allowed to do much other than say, we either look at this or look at that, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we take your, any comments this board provides, we give them under advisement, but, I mean, usually like you.
There's not much you can do about it.
There's not much you can do about it.
And that's what I tried to explain to these people that called me. I said, there's not much, you know, other than we can say, put a caveat on it that I told you that the people called me and said they were concerned about it, and that's all you can do. But I guess the other question, the other thing we talked about was on the variance side of it, are you starting to catch some flack for, are we too lenient with the variances and stuff, or you think you're gonna have to?
The variances are a little different. I mean, we really, it was tough to put a special exception or pretty much stop right anymore.
I have clients on either side of that.
The TBRUs.
The TBRUs, you know, why would you have to hear that?
Yeah, I just want to make sure if you guys, anything from this group, like Bob and I were talking, you know, we just had to be talking the other day about it.
I got phone calls from the people on either side of this house. They're both people I sold.
I got the same phone call, so that's, I just said.
You know, the big thing, and just to think about long term, that they're mostly complaining to me about, maybe said the same thing to you, was things like fire pits and stuff that were approved in the past that are literally put right on the property line. And that maybe things like that, and that there's a hot tub on the other side of the property line where maybe a privacy fence could be put up next to that, you know, so that the noise
is. Those are all things that can be talked about in those hearings that.
And that's what I told them they needed to do.
Yeah.
But my point being is that maybe in the future that we should start to think about that as issues for adjoining property owners when these people want to do this stuff. Those are impactful things for people that are adjoining neighbors. And they're big impacts. I mean, the one guy says it's like 2 and 3 in the morning. First of all, they're not following the 10 o'clock ordinance. But on top of that, he said, you know, we just have to shut all the windows and everything every night because the fire pit's sitting right on the property line.
Right.
That's all. I think that's nobody's ever brought that stuff up to me before, but I'm sure that's what a lot of people's concerns are, is that, you know, if they're going to have those kind of amenities, maybe they need to be set back.
They've brought it up to me before.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have, but I've never had anybody bring it up to me like that.
Right.
So, yeah, they're.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that they set standards on often, that, you know, no, and it's part of the ordinance. After a certain time, is it 10 or 11 o'clock, I don't recall which, there's not supposed to be any outside noise, so.
Right.
And that's what I tried to tell them, was you need to report it to this office if there is an issue so that somebody can.
Yeah, they're reporting to the rental company, and the rental company's not doing anything about it.
Right. They're just going to, you know, not going to say anything.
And what I told them to do was to bring those kind of things up in their letters. And I told them that it was, you know, like I used to think, I didn't think that long ago, special exception meant that it was a special exception to get approved. It's a special exception to not get approved is really what it means, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, and
or
that.
Or certain things can be placed on it, contingent upon, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, in this particular case, those are things that maybe be talking points. And
that's what I was talking about when you came in, Bill, that those lots back on the backside towards Hardy Peninsula, you got a lot of space. Then when you get down to the lake, they're right on top of each other, and that's you know.
Yeah, well, the old guy that used to live there lived there.
Right.
And you know, everybody that's owned it since has turned it into a rental machine. So.
Anybody have any concerns with this? I don't think you need anything from us for that.
It's not unusual for us to put special conditions in these things when it brought to our attention. That's the best thing for them to do.
Well, that'd be a good thing to do there.
They need to show up or send letters or something.
They are. I told them, tone them down a little bit. They're a little too emotional.
Bruce, when you guys approve that, can you expect that they get rid of the existing fire pit, or can you do that or not?
I mean, we put all kinds of conditions in there at different times, you know, I mean, we can do anything, I think, reasonable. We can approve them with conditions, you know, so it's best for them to, just like Bill said, and bring them to our attention. We have no way to know when there's a special condition that would require a little something extra, but then you get to the problem of enforcement, and then I don't know what happens then.
Well, in this particular case, I think that would probably end up making these guys happy if there was a, you know, and both of it's really easy to do. It's not like they're recreating this big, you know, fire pit area somewhere else that would be expensive to move. And you know, the privacy fence would be super simple right at the end of the deck there and probably eliminate a lot of their... It would eliminate some of the noise. And
it's kind of unnerving when you come out and somebody strange in your hot tub, you know?
At 3 o'clock in the morning. The other big issue that they have at that property is parking.
My 15-year-old son saw our neighbors.
Is parking.
In a great position.
It's a steep driveway, so everybody parks up in the street.
We need a site plan showing parking adequate to the number of bedrooms.
It's adequate based upon your, what I'm saying, though, is during the winter, nobody parks. They park up along the street in front of the other guy's houses because of it's super steep. It's real steep until you get down to the house, and it levels off.
Yeah. You have it everywhere. I mean, it's all complaint-driven, though. You either have to call the rental companies or call the cops. I mean, that's the only way.
Well, you're going to have two good complainers here.
So your cell phone, no one's a good thing to give out.
Maybe you can talk them into sending letters.
That's what I've suggested they do.
All right, moving on. See you, Bruce.
I'll leave you at that.
All right, HCOM contract extension, Chad.
Yeah, Debbie had emailed Brian beforehand, and he just said that he was going to get with them after the new year. He didn't think it was a big deal. He said as long as they're okay with it. Okay. So, and I didn't hear from him any update.
I think one of the caveats we put in there was attending the meetings, and we don't have anybody attending the meetings,
right?
Wasn't
he supposed to be here?
He'd asked me when it was. I assumed he was going to come. I guess I should have asked that question.
So, okay, the contract broke already, right? All right, comprehensive plan update.
And I did have one other thing to bring up, kind of a zoning issue, just to make you guys aware of. After the passing of the new sign ordinance, you know, it's always kind of hard to look at all that and guess what it's going to mean when you start getting permit applications. We had a question the other day about TVRU signs. Now, previously they were 300 square inches, about 2x2. I think from talking to Bruce, who attended most of the sign committee meetings, the intent was those signs could be increased to 4 square feet, but that's not really what this says. This, as you know, we had to make a lot of changes. We couldn't really call them TVRU signs, couldn't call them different type signs because of the Supreme Court ruling. Now it just says on-premise sign, and any on-premise sign in residential can go up to 15 square feet. So I don't know that I could deny a TVRU sign if somebody said they want to put a 3x5 sign in their yard. So I'm just kind of throwing this out there. I don't know if some people want to consider an amendment. I mean, this is always the danger of making wholesale changes to something like this. When you start dealing with those individual things, sometimes there's unintended consequences or things that weren't considered.
Any opinion? Was it
15? I think you need to look at that sooner than later.
I think when I mentioned this to Mike Getty, and I think what he thought was that they were going in this other type of freestanding yard sign, but those are clearly in a temporary sign category. You can only have them up for 1 year, so they don't really fit into that. They are a permanent sign, more or less. So there's no reason why they couldn't fall into this 15 square foot. So. So I'm just throwing this out there, just so you are all aware, since it was just action taken recently.
Well, they're going to go crazy with that if they can get away with it, so probably really should be looking at that and coming up with, you know, because the original intent way back when, it, you know, actually one of the rental companies already took advantage of the intent of the first sign, because the first sign was based upon everybody thinking square, and so then they went ovally and made them look just as big as the old signs were anyways, and the goal was to get signs to be smaller so that the streets just didn't look like they were full of signs. And so I would hope that we'd re-look at that and get that back, because there's been a lot of investment by people to make the signs smaller to try to make it not look as bad as it did.
Because we talked about how was the, and then for sale signs could be a certain, before they were like 6 square feet or something, and rental signs were 4 or something like that.
Well, in the old ordinance, you could describe all those different types of signs: real estate sign, TBRU sign, farm sign. You could define them all. With the Supreme Court ruling that you couldn't really go into all that because of the free speech requirements, you can't really mention what the content of the sign is anymore, so it makes it really hard. And I think that's what's probably going to happen here, is little things like that might come up